The Bush administration has laid out its plan for reducing the nation's nuclear arsenal. During their meeting in Texas last November, President Bush promised Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the United States would cut the arsenal by two-thirds to as few as 1,700 warheads. But the nuclear posture plan announced at the Pentagon yesterday calls for some of the deactivated warheads to be put into storage rather than be destroyed. Critics say that approach will limit the positive benefits that could come from the nuclear cutback. NPR's Tom Jaldum reports.
The United States now has about 6,000 nuclear warheads deployed, meaning ready for launch. Some are on submarines, some are loaded on long-range bombers, others are on intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, stored in silos. President Bush and others have said the end of the Cold War presented an opportunity to reduce that arsenal. The Nuclear Posture Review, announced yesterday at the Pentagon, describes how a cutback can be managed. J.D. Crouch, Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security, said the so-called Peacemaker ICBM will be eliminated, the nuclear submarine fleet will be cut back, and nuclear weapons will be removed from some long-range bombers.
We are actually taking weapons off of the operationally deployed force. This is the force that would be used in an extreme situation, and consequently, I think that is a very positive benefit, and I believe, in fact, the Russians will be doing a very similar thing.
The nuclear posture plan, however, hedges its bets. The administration is not promising to destroy the nuclear warheads it removes from missiles, subs, and bombers. Rather, says Crouch, some of those warheads, thousands perhaps, will be kept in storage, so they could be redeployed at some point if the United States feels threatened again.
We think it is a major step in the right direction that we're able to move those forces down to significantly lower levels. And we also think it is a prudent thing, on the other side, to have, in a very uncertain period, some responsive capability that we could respond to unforeseen contingencies.
What this means is that the overall nuclear stockpile, counting both deployed warheads and those in storage, under the administration plan, may not change much from the current level. It also means that if the Russians follow the U.S. example, warheads they remove from deployment could also be put in storage. Tom Kalina directs the Global Security Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says any Russian nuclear weapons put in storage present a proliferation threat because fissile material could be smuggled out and turned over to terrorists or a rogue regime. The administration, Kalina says, should have worked out a program with Russia to destroy the warheads.
They had the chance to take these thousands of weapons and agree with Russia that these weapons will never be reused and that the materials will be rendered inoperable. Instead, what the Bush administration is doing is saying, we're going to take our weapons and put them in storage. You, Russia, go ahead and do whatever you want with yours. We're not going to ask. And so this is a grave missed opportunity.
Another controversial issue in the nuclear posture plan is whether the administration is moving closer to a resumption of testing nuclear weapons. The current U.S. policy is to maintain a moratorium on nuclear testing, and administration officials say that policy is unchanged. But the nuclear posture plan calls for changes in the test preparation program to allow a speedier return to testing if the United States at some point decides on such a course. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.